Later today, we get the always anticipated Fed decision. The broad expectation heading into the event is that the central bank will leave interest rates unchanged. A lot of the focus will therefore come down to the accompanying communication and post-decision Fed Powell presser. At the moment, the market is looking for the Fed to wait until September to lower interest rates, but it's also important to understand exactly where we're at heading into today's decision. At the start of the year, the market was looking for more than 6 rate cuts from the Fed in 2024, and into today, that expectation has been cut down dramatically to basically just 1 rate cut on account of mostly solid U.S. economic data and an ongoing threat of inflation. But now that we're here and the balance has swung so aggressively the other way to the hawkish side, we think it's important, as it always is, to consider the balance of risk heading into the decision. That is to say, at this point, we've seen so much of a hawkish repricing that perhaps the balance of risk sets things up for the market to find more dovishness within today's policy communication. We already know the market is always doing whatever it can to find an excuse to justify more dovish-leaning policy. And so now that we've seen such an aggressive pricing in of a reduction of cuts, this could very well set the stage for the market to easily find the accommodative message it wants to lean on, which will inspire a wave of broad-based U.S. dollar outflows and a recovery in stocks as yield differentials move back out of the buck's favor in a more investor-friendly direction. So be on the lookout for a dollar sell-off and recovery in stocks post-decision. If we don't get this reaction and things continue to push to the dollar and to lower stocks, it could get really ugly out there. Surely something the Fed won't want to be seeing, yet another incentive to make sure there is a clear tone of accommodation that comes through in today's communication. That's all for now.